And now it's time for another masterful performance as Pretty Late once again plays What's That From?
This is very exciting. This is the first time we've invited strangers behind the curtain. And then
this is the first time we have cast strangers.
We have cast. They're no longer strangers, but when they entered the studio, they were strangers.
That's true.
And they became so beloved.
And now they're family.
They are family.
They are so beloved. They are now part of What's That From?
We might tour with them. They're in the circle. Do they both have roles? Do Jason and Jennifer both have lines?
Jason was not. He was not.
I'm just sitting here. I'm going to Instagram.
We auditioned both of them, and unfortunately, Jason did not gain a part.
Next time.
Hashtag braids.
Hashtag rejection.
Rejection.
Crackle. Hashtag love is still there. Hashtag.
So, Craig, do you want to set this up? No one's reading directions. There's no directions.
No. There are no directions. There are a couple things that you guys have to, a couple like little stage directions for you guys to do. But the scene is our main character, or one of our two main characters, is at her high school reunion, and she engages with the prom queen, who now they're trying to figure something out about each other.
I have no idea who I'm talking to and who is who.
You are talking to Senator Dan. He is the other main role.
Okay. Really?
I'm Christy.
Dan is playing the role of Christy this evening. You will be playing the role of Michelle.
I need to share this with everybody. I'm Christy.
All right, here we go. Do you want to say action?
Mm-hmm. And action.
Wow. So you did it? You're an anchor woman?
No, I'm a weather girl on the highest rated 5 o'clock news in Tucson.
Oh.
So, Michelle, what are you up to?
I invented Post-its. You're kidding!
You must have made a fortune!
Well, yeah.
No offense, Michelle, but how in the world did you think of Post-its?
I invented a special kind of glue.
Oh, really? Well, then I'm sure you wouldn't mind giving us a detailed account of exactly how you concocted this miracle glue, would you?
No. Ordinarily when you make glue, first you need to thermoset your resin. And then after it cools, you mix in epoxide. Which is just a fancy schmancy name for any simple oxygenated adhesive, right? But then I thought maybe, just maybe, you could raise the viscosity by adding a complex glucose derivative during the emulsification process. And it turns out I was right.
Huh? I don't believe this. You must be the most successful person in our graduating class.
Uh-huh. And you're not. Bye.
Oh, that was well done. That was a well done scene. We actually already have Mark on the line with an answer.
I just couldn't say the one. Viscosity was one that tripped me, but I got emulsification.
Yeah. No, you nailed emulsification.
Emulsification, I was all over that.
And you were bringing the main actress who played that role, you were bringing her personality to the role.
I consider myself to be very much like her.
Interesting.
All right, then. Mark, what is your answer? What scene? What was that from? What's that from?
Me and Michelle's high school reunion.
Ding, 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 ding. I don't have the ding, 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 ding. I apologize.
Woo,
a Lumelnati's gift card for you.
We do. We have a Lumelnati's gift card.
We have a $25 gift card from Lumelnati's. Go to lumelnati's.com. Are you a big fan of Rami and Michelle's high school reunion?
I haven't seen it in a while, but I've enjoyed it when I watch it.
Whatever happened to, what was her name? Mira Sorvino. I liked her.
Yes.
She's great. All right.
Yeah, and Lisa Kudrow, she was in that, right?
Yeah. She was very good. Yes. Well, thank you so much, Mark. Enjoy the pizza. Again, go to lumelnatis.com. Hold on the line, and Craig will get your information. Apparently, people are just texting me directly with answers.
I love it. That's how I would have answered it the same way. I haven't seen it in a while, but I think Lisa Kudrow's in it, and it was made in 19. I'd have the exact date, and I think he's a big fan.
I was in college when that movie was in production, and they were using scenes for that for some of the casting directors around town, and I was made fun of because I had put on my resume. It was my first resume ever as like an actress and going out for little auditions. I was like 19 or whatever. And I had like 1773. Like they made fun of me for putting the one. And when they made me read Rami and Michelle's, I'm like, because I was trying to get into the part. They made fun of me for like people know that the one comes first, I guess. I know. It's a horrible story. I don't even know why.
No, it's
not.
With you.
No, it's good. It's the first story I ever told about this. First time I've ever told that story. It's just I flash back.
We're here for you.
It was a Jane Heights casting agency. She's no longer a casting agent.
So how long did the reading go? How long did it last?
It seemed like forever.
Did it?
Because the moment they made fun of me for putting a one in front of the 773.
Did they make fun of you before? Or
yeah, before the audition.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah. I'd had the part for a while. I mean, I had the sides. They give you like the script, and it was, you know, they were kind of airheads. I really didn't put the one in front of the 773 because of the script. I just tried playing it off that way. It didn't work. Yeah.
Oh, well, right. look at you now. How do they like
doesn't
you now?
Everybody know, like, unless you live like in Europe or something, I don't see what the purpose is of putting the one in front of the. Yeah,
they said this to you?
They went over the top with, I know.
Really? Wow.
Don't you have any moments like that, Jennifer, that arrogant. Like stick in your mind? Like for me, braids and stuff like that's probably going to stick there for a while.
Yeah.
But there are things that trigger it.
Totally, totally. So the one that's coming to me, do you want to hear it?
I do.
We're here.
This is pretty terrible. This is a long time ago when I was in kindergarten.
Yeah.
I had a friend who convinced me that the little gravel on the playground, you know, like when they couldn't have just blacktop anymore because it was too dangerous. She told me those were magic beans.
Oh, no.
And that if I brought them home and planted them, I could, you know, I don't know, grow something magic, I guess. So I stuffed them all in my bag, this bag with all these buckles that I couldn't even, I was five, you know, dragged them into class. And all of a sudden, all over the floor of the kindergarten classroom, which was carpeted, is the gravel. And I got my name on the board. By my teacher.
For being in trouble?
Yeah, because I brought all these rocks into the classroom.
Did they check your name too? I hate when they check your name.
I know. I was so worried I was going to get a check.
I know.
Because I had never even had name on the board. I mean, I was like, you know, knew the rules back and forth.
I was thrown out of the class altogether when I was in trouble. Go stand in the hallway.
But check this out, though. Jennifer's making a living out of selling magic beans.
Oh.
Yeah. Let's all do it.
Guess who showed up? Guess who showed them?
Yeah, exactly.
Right? Real magic beans and making a difference in people's lives.
Absolutely. Yeah. Thank you, Senator. And the other cool thing is that my kindergarten teacher is one of our biggest purchasers online today.
Oh, yeah. Really?
Yeah, Miss Fagan.
Miss Fagan.
She's amazing.
Oh, who stays in touch with their kindergarten teacher?
Yeah, anyone? Really? How did you know?
Anyone? Kindergarten?
My teachers hated me.
Let's call her Miss Hanneman because that was her name.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They had the little chair and the big chair that she would make people sit on and humiliate them.
I will say it helped me get a vote when I was knocking on doors and the last name was Miss Latham. And I said, I had a teacher. She was one of my favorite teachers, Mrs. Latham. He's like, that's my sister.
Oh, there
and
you go.
He called up and we called her on the phone. And so that was really cool. So I didn't stay in touch with her, but. So the story was really not that relevant.
Craig, did you say that?
So I'm sorry about that.
No.
I've never met anyone.
Mrs. Krause was one of the best teachers I had, but I have not talked to her since I was
Hanneman,
five.
She would let you. She'd rather let you pee your pants than let you go to the bathroom.
You were thrown out of class?
Yeah, they used to. Miss Hanneman would make you sit on a small or the little chair, big chair.
Yeah,
like one was. I can't remember what the big difference was. But
I'm sure, assuming one was big and one was little.
Are you?
No, but I mean, like what? Like
no,
I don't know, like what?
Uncomfortable.
Like what the offenses were for having which chair?
Yeah, the big chair is.
I had a teacher put me in the closet. I'm not kidding.
Yeah,
I was such
it.
A terrible student. She put me in the closet.
Yeah, I can see.
By the way, Scott, I was just curious, real quick. Are you honestly surprised that Patty was thrown out of school?
Not at all.
Out of class.
Out of class.
Are you surprised that I was thrown into a closet?
And no. It was not. No.
No,
Miss Kirkland would make us go stand in the hallway. That's what she would. And let's call her Miss Kirkland because that was her name.
Let's call her that name. Let's make up a name. It's Miss Kirkland.
My mother.
K-I-R-K.
And my mom can correct me later, but she would ask my mother things like, so I see we shop at Kmart. Like she would say things.
No.
Like,
oh, yes. Come on.
Are you serious?
Mom will, she can't call right now. She's going to listen to the podcast. She'll call us later on, but I'm pretty sure that was the way that went. And then my mother never let me go to school in anything other than like really nice clothes.
That's a horrible thing to say to someone.
It really is.
I mean, Kmart, it's a great place to shop.
Might have been
but
Venture.
It's a terrible thing.
Venture might have been the store.
Well, I remember that's where I got my like basketball shoes, and they were like echoey. I remember, like, and I was like, I can't
in
wear
a bad
this.
Way.
My father's like, what do you think? You have money? And they're like echoey, and I was like, oh please! You could hear me coming down the hall, and I was like, oh no! And then when I finally got a nice pair of shoes, my uncle John gave me a nice pair of leather shoes, and there was a kid who stepped on them. Right?
Yeah.
Stepped on him.
Yeah.
And I took a swing at him. Because
nice.
I'm like, once you've worn echoey shoes,
you
don't
leather
want anybody
ones?
Stepping on your leather shoes.
Yeah, no one gets close to those.
Yeah, nobody.
It's like getting a dent on your
carpet.
And
I would polish them, too, at night.
Did you hit when you took a swing at him? Did you land it?
Oh, yeah. Okay. He was much bigger than I was, too. And Mr. Holmes, our big gym teacher, spread us apart. And he was like, what are you doing?
He stepped on my shoes.
Because I didn't have any rage, really, issues. But that was the one thing.
Territorial.
Yeah, very much so. I'm glad I could talk about it.
Yeah. Have some more coffee.
Wow, we're getting everybody so filled out here. I love it.
Oh, wow.
Let's go around the table.
Can we, Jason, all hold hands?
Do you have anything that's coming to the surface for you? Any emotional scars?
We don't
scars?
Have time for that.
No.
What is it? I feel like we're in that, when you drink that special...
It's called
peyote?
Peyote? Is that what it is? I feel like a Veritasium serum in Harry Potter.
Well, Senator Katowski, you can keep going then. Just go ahead and give us more.
Yeah.
Give us
more. I share entirely too much now on the air.
That's fine. And Jason was like, how much time do we have? I like that.
So much time we have. He's like, hey, Danny, you done with the story?
Yeah, because it's my turn.
No,
I'll get the time back.
That's a good story.
That was really good.
Thank you, Jason.
Yeah, I can relate to the
affirming.
Shoe thing. Yeah. I mean, look. Mm-hmm. Well, you
right?
guys can't see it out there.
But
Nike,
you remember
I'm all about
the deal it was.
Yeah.
You know?
You're on a live stream, so they are watching.
Oh,
people are watching.
Okay.
See this commercial.
Yeah. I'm glad you told me that
commercial
now.
Camera. There's a camera. Yeah, we're on live stream at WGNradio.com.
Hey, that caffeine crawl dude keeps picking his nose.
Yeah. look up
and eat a lot of candy bars.
Don't get any coffee from him. Yeah. There's a lot of floaters in there.
Yeah, he keeps throwing candy in
his face. Our guests want to look up into their left, there's a camera. Up into their right, there's a camera. Over here, there's another camera behind the both of you.
Oh, my God.
So. She tells you every show,
that's
Dan.
That's amazing.
I'm joking. You just don't listen. Come
so
on, go
Jennifer
with it.
And I were talking about this, that what I love about radio, too, is that you usually can't see anyone. And I shaved my head. I didn't do it, but
it looks
professionally
great.
For the first time in 3 years. But when I got home and my son saw me, he gave me this weird look. And I knew instantly. It was like, dude. Dad, your hair sucks.
Aww.
But I rocked it. I'm
well,
like,
he and
whatever.
Rick Pearson can hang out then.
Yeah, he, you know, red pants.
Well, that's kind of funny. Reggie. It's a joke we have in my house when I cut my hair, because it's really don't have that much. And I'm like, hey, what do you think of the haircut? They're like, you've done that joke before, Dad. Not a funny joke.
It's a dad joke.
Said, yeah, it is a dad
They're
joke.
Always
I'm like,
funny.
I said, bald and handsome boys, pulling it off. Let's see if you can. Think
Let's
it's going to happen.
That lucky.
You know, that's a good comparison, actually. Mocktails and dad jokes, because dad jokes are hard to do. Mm. Clean jokes are hard.
It's hard
right?
to be funny with the same material day in and day
right.
out.
And our kids
and
are convinced that we never are. So.
Right. If I can get my wife to laugh heartily at one joke a week,
wow.
I'm
that's
hitting
amazing.
It out of the park.
No, that's great.
Do you know what I'm saying?
I agree.
I'm like, yeah. I'm like, and she laughs. I'm like, oh my God, it happened.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Boom.
No, but see, the trick is you just have them
stay
laugh.
Off my sneakers.
That's right. Stay off my sneakers. She never touches my sneakers.
It's intense. It's intense. There's a lot
it's
that's
intense.
Happened tonight.
It tells a lot about my life.
Here comes
touch
a
touch my sneakers. How dare you do?
I think you need to go on this caffeine crawl, Senator.
I do too.
You know
man.
What?
That would be crazy.
Like,
can you imagine five stops and lots of caffeine with a senator?
How many tastings are there? I mean, like at each stop, about how many different coffees are you sampling? See how I brought it back? Boom. Done.
I know.
So
oh, wait. We're talking about the caffeine crawl.
Yeah.
Okay. So each shop is responsible for a presentation and a sample. They come up with the sample and the presentation. So, for instance, like Jennifer mentioned, what Delicious is doing, three different samples?
Yes. Well, three different ways to drink their cold brew.
Okay.
Including the Chaya LaBeouf.
That was my nickname in high school. Here comes Chaya LaBeouf again.
Too much information.
What does Chaya LaBeouf mean, anyways?
It's an actor.
I don't know. It's sexy.
Chaya LaBeouf.
Shia LaBeouf.
It's what? Boof. What
There's an actor named Shia LaBeouf.
Senator Dan, have you seen the
it was
Transformers?
Was in the Lego movie with
him. Have I seen the Transformers? Are you kidding me?
Wasn't he in the fourth Indiana Jones movie?
He was, That was a terrible.
Karate Kid 6.
That one.
He's also doing an art piece in L.A. right now where people can pick him up and drive him anywhere. He tweets where he is, and then someone can go pick him up, drive him around, and then drop him off wherever, and he believes that is art.
Wow.
Shia really? LaBeouf. If you guys want to go pick up Shia LaBeouf, we can go do it.
Kevin Hart and people have done that already.
Yeah.
You know, like, I mean,
it's been done.
You know,
I agree.
Just saying.
It's Uber passengers
it's
every day.
Right. Yeah. It used to be just like a celebrity be like, right. You just get picked up by a limo. Now other people can pick you up.
Yeah, I don't understand.
Yeah, what's the deal of being a celebrity?
Is he videotaping it?
He video records a conversation with the person who picks him up. And they, like I said, he tweets where he is. You drive to him, put him in your car, and then drive him wherever, and then just let him out.
Man.
And that's the whole thing.
I want to see sneaker fights. That's what I want.
You like sneaker fights?
That sounds a lot more fun.
That's got to be a short story you write. Sneaker fights.
Ooh, I like
did
that.
Write.
That's a very
I wrote
Steve
a short
Martin
story
title.
About a fight that occurred in a grammar
Over
school
the
between
shoes.
No, between two guys. And I wrote something about it, but it was and I've kind of parked it off to the side.
You should go to a coffee shop and start it over.
I'm going.
Good.
Go They're going to try and get rid of me. They're like, why won't that guy leave?
He's on his third like a nice hot guy cocoa. On the radio.
Why is the guy still here?
And you said there will also be tea featured on the caffeine crawl.
Correct, yes. And back to the subject. You're so good, Patty. Thank God you're hosting the show.
Trying so hard. You can also, so this is the second annual caffeine crawl. It's presented by The Lab. You can go to what website?
Caffeinecrawl.com. All the social media handles are at caffeinecrawl or /caffeinecrawl.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful. And we also have Jennifer from Chopin Coffee. And every bag of coffee that you buy serves two meals to children living in rural Guatemala, where three of every four children suffer from chronic malnutrition. This is really a wonderful work that you're doing. So, and I look forward to meeting your husband as well sometime. Does he stay up late? He drinks coffee.
He drinks a lot of coffee. He drove me here tonight, but I said, don't wait up. It's okay.
Aww.
Because he works really early. All right. So, you know, he's going to be up making that coffee early.
Very cool.
How are you going to get home?
Well, I'm going to do a Shia LaBeouf and have somebody pick me up.
Yeah. She just tweeted it out.
And how are you, are you getting right. to your Airbnb? Uber, probably. You're going to Uber? Yeah, all right. Yeah, you can always
I love Uber.
I do.
Love
I it. I have love to agree. It. Yeah, I have to agree.
It's good stuff. Mm-hmm. And they should sponsor us.
Don't you like how it's how homey it is here? And Scott said, well, how are you getting home?
Yeah,
you know?
Uber.
Yeah, no, regular conversations. Like, oh, yeah. We're worried about people.
Oh, here. I know. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
They're our friends.
Yeah, we're worried.
I had to take a selfie with you before you go.
Heck yes, please.
Thank you so much. And again, it's all weekend. Go to the website that it fell right out of my head. Is it caffeinecrawl.com?
It's okay.
And it's tomorrow through Sunday, and there are routes all over the Chicago area, in the city of Chicago,
right.
And with different start times. So there are still tickets available. And stopped at Delicious. Even if you're not on the crawl, go taste some Chopin coffee. More after this on 720 WGN. We have our guests in studio. They can.
I mean, I guess I can bump. Yeah, we have just
like 3 minutes. I know. I know. I was like waiting for a little bit of energy. I don't want to make. I'm not going to throw Jason and Jennifer out while we're just hanging out for the last few minutes before the news. Hi, Senator.
Hello.
We can go back to talking about baseball because the Cubs won again today. They had a minor setback because they won. They were winning, and they hadn't won. They hadn't lost two in a row at all. Like for the first few weeks of the season,
right.
And then they lost three in a row, and people started to some people started panicking. I was like, it's baseball.
Yeah. And then, yeah,
catch another game tomorrow.
Happens.
Yeah, there's like 160,
162.
162.
162.
162.
162.
We're here for. Yeah. Excuse me, Jason.
I stand
corrected.
Sorry, there's
162. Yeah.
We're on pace, I guess, to win about 115 games.
We are, but we just
take one game at a time.
One game at a time.
That's
one
right.
game at a time.
One hit at a time.
We went
one out at a time. One
one
base strike
at a time.
Exactly.
It
all of that
happens. I've been a Cub fan my whole life, and my son is so into it. My older son, he's so into it. We went to the game the other day, and he's talking the whole time. And surprisingly, I have a son who's going to talk the whole time, and the whole game, and he's like talking. Okay, Dad, this average, and this is what he did, and all this other stuff. So we saw Arrieta pitch, and he was dying to see him pitch. And they lost, and he's like, "Oh my God, they lost!" And I said, "Well, it's going to happen."
Yeah, but he had seven innings, no hits.
Seven innings, one hit ball, pitch a shutout, and the Cubs lost. And
that happens.
But if you're a Cub fan, you almost need a loss periodically just to remind you, you know.
So it feels normal.
Yeah,
it's too weird.
You feel at home.
Yes.
Oh, I just love Cub fans are the best because they could really be undefeated at this stage of the season. They could be 50-0, and a Cub fan will inevitably go, it's all gonna, the wheels are gonna come off.
They're gonna lose. I don't feel like the wheels are gonna come off like I have in the years past, but I feel like they're gonna lose and they'll probably go through a period where they're not doing that well. And I'm like, well, that's okay.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, last year people were like, oh, they're definitely gonna win the World Series. And I never felt like that really was gonna happen. I was really optimistic, but I was like, well, it would be great, but I've suffered, man. When you talked about going to the Yankees, Craig, to see that, in 2003, I spent $500 for a standing room only seat to see the Cubs play the Marlins. And I said to my wife, I said, honey, I'm going to the Cub game. I'm going to spend $500 because they may get to the World Series.
Right.
And it was fun to go there. And in retrospect, I probably overspent. But but you know what?
I'm a diehard. No, you have an experience for the rest of your life.
Yeah,
the money
I love
didn't
it.
Matter.
Senator, not to cut you off. Caffeine crawl tickets are $34. So, you know.
But you and the experience, that experience.
And we can talk baseball the whole time.
Well,
you and I can.
Yeah.
That was masterful. Yeah,
thank you.
That was, he heard a number.
I need a lot of help landing the plane tonight.
That was. You're here till 2, by the way. I don't see you leaving early. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not going
to. There's so much to talk about.
I'm going to go home and read the screenplay from Romy and Michelle.
My wife said, off my what are you sneakers.
Doing? That's right. Stay off his sneakers. Thank you again to our friends from the Caffeine Crawl, Jennifer of Shopping Coffee, and I highly recommend it. It's really good. I'm going to be a convert. I'm going to do French press. Yay. I'm going to get my Guatemalan coffee on, and maybe just a little bit of honey and a drop of little almond milk. But that's me.
Yeah, that's perfect.
You.
Excellent.
You do you. You do you. You do you, Scott.
I'll be me. I'll do me.
And Jason, go get in your Airbnb and have a great time this weekend.
Thank
and hopefully
you guys.
I'll see
Very
you on
much.
One of the and will
awesome.
You be on
awesome.
One of the routes?
Great. Oh yeah. I'm on 4 or 5 of the routes.
All right. I'll get you I'll make sure you have my information. I'll email you guys
awesome.
And let you know
yeah.
where I'll be.
Sounds good.
This is Chicago's very own 720, WGN Chicago and WGNradio.com. You're listening pretty late. Esmeralda, how are you doing upstairs?
Very well.
Excellent. What do you have planned for the weekend? This is you start your weekend right now.
Right.
In a few hours.
Yeah, at 5 a.m.
At 5 a.m. Well, first you're going to go to sleep.
Yeah, sometimes I don't, though.
I know, it's hard.
Then I think, Friday! I don't have to wake up later.
It seems like you...
So then I stay awake.
I know, well, but once you get some rest, it seems to me like you know how to do weekends right. You seem to have, like...
I'm having busy weekends.
Yes.
Last weekend I had a wedding.
Mm-hmm.
This weekend, we're going to just... Saturday is going to be Festival Palooza. Going to try to go to the Taste of Little Village.
Right.
Dew Division... there is a block party happening for the 606.
Right.
So we're going to try to do that. And then there's
a
comedy thing. I know. And then there's a comedy thing.
What comedy thing?
It's an after party comedy show for the AV Club.
Okay.
So I guess they're doing a bunch of shows at the Virgin Hotel.
I think they have Tracy Morgan. I saw. By the way, our good friend Dwayne Kennedy is opening for Sarah Silverman at the Lyric Opera House.
Yeah,
oh my
I
God.
Saw that.
Yeah.
Good for him.
So he didn't even tell us. I had to learn on Facebook. How are my friends not telling me things?
Dwayne.
I don't understand.
Mayfest is this weekend.
You're doing all
I
that
think
stuff?
I'm doing that on Friday.
I'm going to go return my bike to Cozy's, and then I'm going to pick up my car from the mechanic, and then I'm going to come here.
Well, this is Saturday.
That's just,
Friday,
that's
I'm just going to go to Mayfest and hang.
All right. Very
and
cool.
That's it.
Do they know that it's June?
They used to have it, I thought, at the beginning of May. I forget.
Yeah.
I used to live right on Lincoln, and I hated it.
Oh, did you?
Because it was the worst. Just the street stinks.
That's an interesting point. And Scott, you live downtown. So
yes.
There are a lot of events that happen that kind of throw a wrench into your plans. You know,
they just make me angry. Yeah.
Yeah, they make you angry. Esmeralda, sorry about being angry.
This one more in particular because it's all just beer.
Oh.
It's beer and more beer. And you walk out on that Saturday, because they're there, I think, from Thursday to Sunday.
Wow.
And you walk out on the street and the street's just disgustingly black. And
from,
dirty from all people just standing around on it and dropping food and beer and just it reeks of stale beer.
You bring up another good point. Okay, so one is if you live someplace where there are constantly events, you know, whether it's Lincoln Square, because they don't just have that event. They don't just have Mayfest. They also have Oktoberfest. They have they also have Ribfest.
Right.
They have, you know, Wells Park has a lot of things going on downtown for you, Scott. I'm guessing there's always some marathon or some biking thing or some.
Yes.
But did you see what happened? She was mentioning how filthy things were. Did you see what North Avenue Beach looked like? It's amazing to me. I mean, I think a lot of people are outraged, but my lifeguard, we were all lifeguards at North Avenue Beach. And
oh, really?
We, and people, I know. I don't know if you've heard me mention it. That we're all outraged. We're like, I mean, and then like on my thread on the North Avenue Beach Facebook page, we have. People are just like, you know, there's no respect. The city is really, it was like, that was what pushed my friends from North Avenue Beach over the edge. Like everything else that's happened in the city.
Not the 69 shootings.
No,
or...
it's the
garbage on the beach.
This city's really going down the tubes. I'm like, I mean, I agree. It's a reflection of a lack of respect, thinking someone else is going to do something for you. Somehow I'm entitled to just throw my trash wherever I want.
Well, this actually came up. Are there,
I know.
Are there enough trash cans there? And were they emptied? Before
so,
the memorial.
So take your crap with you.
Well,
right.
That's
how did you get it there? How did you get it to the beach?
It's just really hard to walk with
back?
Empty, dirty things. I'm just gonna drop it on the ground. Someone else will pick it up.
No, but the pictures at sunrise
so
the day after Memorial Day was disgusting.
Was so,
it was amazing.
And there was a tally for how expensive that was going to be for cleanup, and I don't have it in front of
was
me.
Was it really? Because they run the tractors through that have the special gizmo that sifts the sand and takes
not for
the
that, but I don't think it's ever had that volume before. Senator Katowski, we were talking about the filth left behind after Memorial Day weekend on North Avenue Beach. I don't know if you saw any of that.
I did.
Can but lifeguards?
No.
Be like, hey.
Oh, I thought you were saying clean up.
No. No, I was like, can they be like, hey, pick that up?
No.
I mean,
no, I don't.
Well, that stinks.
Yeah.
The number of people who were there,
It just the situation.
Every year
was it manageable?
What's happening at North Avenue? This is like the third year. There was remember they shut it down a few years ago because it was so crowded. There were fights breaking out. There was a fight.
I saw that. It was just horrific. Yeah, it was terrible.
I mean, this seems to be something where we need to plan ahead. If North Avenue Beach is now the destination for Memorial Day weekend, then the city of Chicago needs to get ahead of it. Make sure there's enough garbage cans. You know what? Next year I'm gonna be out there with my camera and I'm gonna be shaming people when they leave their trash. I'm shaming them into throwing away
their crap. There were enough people on camera, though, during that fight that it didn't necessarily shame them or prevent them from doing what they're doing.
No, the people who leave their garbage.
Yeah, I get it.
I'm going to go after them. I'm going to go tell them, hey, you know you left this behind.
Really?
I would do that. I want to say.
Wow. Would you really? Because you're a brave person. Because
I would do that. I would. Yeah. We'll go together.
We're going to be the cleanup after yourself crew.
Oh, no, I will totally call people out.
They should write tickets. Here's your ticket.
Well, it's a violation.
It's a finable offense.
Littering
right?
is a finable offense. Yeah.
I will give a tip for WGN listeners. Go to Hollywood Beach.
Oh,
prettiest beach ever.
It's a great beach.
You're going to ruin it for everybody. Yeah, Senator, you grew up in Rogers Park.
Yes, great beach. And
I don't know.
Leon Beach was great, and Loyola Beach was awesome.
All the way down.
Ardmore Beach is terrific.
Ohio Street. Carm and I got off of Lakeshore Drive when we did the Bike the Drive.
Did
Ohio
you?
Street. It's like that little corner. And as a North Avenue guard, it's very hard for me to have anything to do that's Oak Street Beach related. But it is really pretty.
It's
it
was different like, now, Patty. North Avenue like the Beach and is the a Socias. Bunch of bros.
Is it a bunch of bros?
Yeah, it's just bros. You got to go north.
I wouldn't want to work there.
Or south.
Bros meaning there's too many men there? Is that what you're saying?
No, too many bros.
It's a type of guy, Senator
bros,
Kowski.
Bros.
Yeah. Oh.
You know the ones that wander around Wrigleyville? They were the ones fighting at North Avenue.
Oh, you mean the steroid-infused guys walking around with their shirts off?
Are they frat boys that just haven't grown up?
Yeah, frat boys. Frat boys that now, I'm going to stereotype, work in marketing. I'm just going to throw that out.
Oh! Or in finance. Yeah. Finance and marketing, yeah. What? Do you work in marketing?
No, we had Jason there as a big marketer. He was awesome.
Yeah, but he's not a bro.
No, he's definitely. I didn't realize it was marketing. Is that what it is?
That's such a thing. I remember going. I'd go to different bars and stuff, and it'd be like, "Yeah, I work in marketing." And it's like, okay, there would be a lot of people working in marketing. It's like, okay,
mm-hmm. interesting.
How many places do you? Work
I like
at, right?
Esmeralda's bro. Little thing. There.
Well, you have
I like
to go, bra.
Hey, bra.
Hey, man, I work in marketing, bra. What are you doing? Yeah, bra.
Well, there is. Do you notice this with younger people in their 20s? And Craig, you're just moving out of that. And you don't have this. You've always had a sense of urgency. Yes. Yeah. You have a sense of urgency.
Well, I think.
There are people who seem to like just let like words, like they don't have anything. They don't know how to communicate anymore. They don't know. Yeah. They don't support their voice.
It's the likes.
They don't like. Yeah. Oh, they draw sounds out.
And they draw sounds out. It's like, oh my God, they're standing, walking by. I grew up in a house. My father was a broadcaster. So speaking correctly and clearly was important. And so I'm walking down the street and my teeth itch. So I was like, you know, doing this thing like, I'm like, oh my God.
Yeah. What? Just get to it.
My favorite now is the, I forget where we heard this, but the sexy baby voice.
Oh, goodness.
Of women.
Oh, please. That cannot be your favorite.
It's just the worst
it's
thing.
It's a weird new thing.
It's like, how does this happen?
Is this for real?
No, yeah. Is someone going to
do
it?
What is it?
You haven't heard that? You hear just grown women. They talk like sexy babies.
Yes, there's something around here somewhere.
It's like, can I, is there anywhere to get like a good
you're
cup
supposed
of coffee?
You
would send me running for the hills.
Yeah, you're actually supposed to giggle more. I don't know if you guys know that. That's it.
And then they probably also sometimes end their words in questions. Like everything is a question.
Oh my God. I love
yeah,
this
no, I've
right
met
now.
So many people. It's like, oh my gosh, you hurt my head real bad.
These are annoyances.
You're grown women.
Well, you get the sense when you hear people talking when they're kind of drawing their words out. I'm like, oh, this person smokes a lot of weed. You know, it's like, and they think it's not obvious. It's like, oh, yeah. I was out and it was kind of crazy. I'm like, wow, you're really partaking a lot.
Yeah, you're not here.
I mean, you could tell like when you were in high school and college, you knew who was hanging out, listening to Pink Floyd all weekend long, right? And you run into some people in high school and they're wearing the black concert t-shirt right now and it's 2016. Like, you know what I mean? Your weekend is spent smoking a lot of Mary Jane.
Happy plant.
Happy plant.
Happy plants.
Happy plants.
I don't know if that's a good way to put it. There's somebody that works in the building that goes to the loading dock because it's like I was laughing as I came up the stairs. I could smell on the ramp. I could smell it on the loading dock. This is a big building, and maybe someone's getting off of work, or maybe they're in the middle of a boring shift or whatever. And I come here late at night, and I could smell the skunk weed. And then someone came out of one of the doors, and I think he had just found like a stairwell or something to smoke it, and then came out like the whole cloud. It was on him. We were on the elevator.
It's like Cheech and Chong.
Like my
eyes.
Did
you get a contact?
Like, yes, I did. I was like,
oh, you're kidding.
That was amazing.
Let's go listen to Some Girls by the Rolling Stones. Yeah.
You kept going, drunk.
It was drunk. All right, let's talk about what's going on in the city and the state of Illinois, the city of Chicago and the state of Illinois, and the world of media and publishing. Because I feel as though Scott Santas has been waiting a while to say something.
No.
All right, then we'll see what we have to say when we come back.
All right.
720.
Drunk.
Can't both be drums. One of you's got to be guitar. There you go. There it is. Okay, you got to keep going. There. Oh wait, pause there. You got bass? You got bass? You got guitar and bass? Craig, you got to do drums. Craig. I got keyboard. Esmeralda, what do you got? Backup dancer. She got backup dancer.
Esmeralda was really confused what instrument she was playing.
I didn't know what to play.
She was playing the bagpipes.
WGNradio.com.
Bagpipe player.
Please click on watch just to see what instrument Esmeralda plays.
I don't know what that was.
I
was
thought
like,
she was
charming a snake.
You know, I wasn't sure which, because the guitar was taken, bass is taken.
It sort of looked like she was drumming and strumming a piano. She was drum strumming.
Then an accordion.
She's right.
Very talented.
That's amazing.
Oh, very good. Senator, you haven't missed anything in Springfield, so there's that.
No, not
a ding dang anything. I apparently shirked my responsibilities and friendship with Scott Santas. I did not go out to eat on Friday night.
Twice.
You texted me
Friday,
twice.
Friday, Janine was out of town. I said, you're going to Knife and Tine? And I said, I want
to
go.
Go to Knife
I'm
going
to be so lonely.
Just so
and
you know.
She said, you want to go? And he said, yes, because I'm lonely.
And then I
texted you, said, are we still on for tonight?
So many messages. So I'm going back. There's Scott. There it is. I did text you back. It says Z-Daz is what I apparently was texting you. That's
Z-Daz. Seriously. Does that mean you're not showing
up? That's what I was starting to text back to him.
Z-Daz. I'm not coming.
I was giving you gibberish apparently. How's your crazy day going? He was asking me how my day was going.
Because you were really scheduled.
Do you still want to meet me for dinner and Knife and Tine? I apologize.
That's all right. And then Monday you drive down to Springfield without your pal, Scott?
Well, you know what? I felt that I had fallen down incredibly. Because one, I should have had you in the fan van.
And it would have gotten me out of the editorial board meeting, which would have been awesome.
Yeah, we should have done that. It would have been awesome.
Yes.
What did you do on Memorial Day? Is there a parade up in the Schaumburg Park Ridge area?
Yeah, just yeah. There is. They have a great parade. Mm-hmm. It's really terrific, and it's
packed. What time
packed.
Does that start?
It usually starts around 10 a.m.
All right, because I'm trying to see. The fan van's going to start doing tours of parades. We're just going to do parade to parade.
Awesome.
Yes.
It's a really good parade.
I apologize, Scott, by the way, if you're going
through. That's all
right. I'm apologizing. It's not all right, because your voice hit like a really high-pitched noise.
Apology.
I owe you dinner.
That's all right.
It's like a row con.
It's fine. It's fine. It's good. Everything's fine. It's okay. That would like be like my mom's, when you apologize to my mom, and she's like, it's fine. It's okay. Apology accepted.
Yes, that's the word.
Apology accepted
is the most curt
when it's perfunctory, when it's short. Apology accepted.
Apology accepted.
That means, oh, man, this is going to be it's going to last.
Can I buy you a ticket to on Amtrak with me to go down to Springfield?
A lot. You're doing
it's
a
like
lot
$21.
For Scott. Why do you feel like you apologized nine times
and
totally,
you're going to
I ticket?
Totally ignored his text. He's right. I did not go out there. I did, but here's the thing.
You started to write back. That's something.
It was Z-Daz. I don't know what that means.
Z-Daz.
I know what it means. It's like Trump, but better.
Look, my husband got a Z comma. Like, I didn't text him back either, just so you know. He sent me stuff.
Z comma? What is it with the Z?
Look, Z comma, right?
Z comma means Z Daz and Z comma.
It's like, I got the contact. I still there, man.
Can I see what messages I start to people and what they look like?
Z Daz.
Are you hitting Zs? Do you have a bunch of messages you don't send?
Yeah, I have a whole bunch of messages I never got back to people on. You're in the list of people I never got back to. Craig Collins, Daphne Scott, I never got back to. My husband. Carm says that he apologizes for last night. I never got back to him as well. My Lyft driver is here.
What did Carm do last night? wait. And then yada, yada, yada. Carm apologized for last night and yada, yada, yada.
What's his? Oh, here. So tell Steve I don't know who the 630. You should come down, something, something. I gave them a question mark and a bunch of parentheses. That's a started message back to
you
them.
Didn't even
what
send it.
What does that mean?
It means I open the return message and then I don't follow through. I'm like, oh, what should I say to them? And then I put it back in my purse and my purse starts sending a message to them. Yeah. So you didn't even get a purse message.
Jeez, don't even warrant that.
Somebody asked me something
apology
about.
Apology accepted.
How about next Tuesday the 31st? Or I'm looking at all the messages I haven't responded to, just so you know. So there's a long list. I don't know who this person. Oh, Holly Simon. I've never gotten back to her as well. I'm sorry, Holly. So there you go. Will you go with me to Springfield on Wednesday? We'll take Amtrak
next
down.
Wednesday.
Yeah, the
let
train
me check
leaves.
The schedule.
The train leaves at like 7 a.m.
Ooh, because I'm speaking the night before. I'm emceeing the Catholic Charities event.
Yeah, but what does that have to do with the morning?
I'll be up late, but that doesn't mean anything.
Yeah,
to
no,
you
I'm
sleep.
I'm totally. Yeah,
you haven't slept since the first Clinton administration.
He's going to be up late. I have a show till 2 in the morning. He's going to be up late.
Yeah, I'm not feeling sympathetic for him. Take away all your apologies.
That's the great thing about Amtrak.
Give him your apologies. Take the apology. Put it back. Put it back.
The great thing about Amtrak is you can sleep the whole way there or
how long,
work.
How long are you going to be down?
Just the day. I might stay a night, but we can.
You could do the show from there? Or?
I haven't decided. We could train down and come back. They usually, the summer session, if they're going on Wednesdays, they're not going to get anything done. Why bother? Are you saying don't bother?
Yeah. I've been there in summer session, unless something is imminent or a bill has been filed.
Don't bother.
It's a colossal waste of time. It's why I never took money when I was going down there for after session. It's like I'm not
taking.
Isn't
the budget imminent?
It is, but I'm not saying that I'm not saying that it doesn't require action immediately. All I'm saying is that for the sake of spending their time judiciously and wisely, Scott and Patty, that if there's no budget bill that's being discussed, it's really not a productive use of time unless there's a bill that's going
to
be
discussed. But I've never been to Springfield.
Well, you should go.
There you go.
Yeah.
Well, let me know if next Wednesday or the Wednesday after or the Wednesday after. If there's a Wednesday in June where you can join me in Springfield.
Yeah,
that'd be, that.
I would love to. I really need to. You know, and so and you should go for the tour of the Abraham Lincoln Museum.
Yeah.
Yes.
Ian is so awesome. Ian is a guy I met there, and he has epilepsy. And he's a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful guy. I met him.
Is he a docent there?
He's a docent. And he's like so brilliant. And his emphasis is on understanding Lincoln, but in the antebellum period. He's brilliant. And he knows everything about the museum. It's so cool. And it's such a great experiential tour. So when you go, tell me and I will make sure I reach out to him.
Okay.
Yeah.
We're going to go one Wednesday this month of June. We're going, and I've gotten a collection of restaurants that I really like going to now. By the way,
really,
Obed and Isaac's.
Obed and Isaac's is excellent.
So good. We're gonna horseshoe. We're gonna horseshoe it up in Springfield.
There's also the really great.
I like Moxie's Cafe too.
Yeah, Moxos.
Moxos.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
What's Moxos? Is it?
It's like they've got great sandwiches and soups and salads and all fresh stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, they got a great salmon salad. There.
Fresh pastries. They got like great.
Are we ever actually going to see legislators or?
Well, if there's a bill.
We're going to the museum. Like, we're going to eat.
The point is, it's summer, right? If there's a bill, remember when I first got elected, I said to my wife, "Don't worry, I will be home." Right.
Yeah.
And that's when Blagojevich basically started calling everyone in for special sessions. Mm-hmm. And Anne was like, you're not home. It's the summer. Right. And what's going on? And nothing was happening.
But
nothing
was
happening.
There are some debates going on.
Yeah, there are debates. But if it's not.
But I still think it would be worthy of his attention since he hasn't been.
You know, I'm sorry to put a wet blanket on. I'm sorry. I apologize. But I just think it's a bit more productive use of time when there's like actually.
No,
doing
you
something.
Know, what's it's more interesting to go when like nothing particularly special is happening. I always found when I've covered legislatures before, I do a week or whatever. And I do a cartoon essay on it. It's always more interesting just to see how it works day to day and what's going on.
He's not going to see how the spicy sausage is made, but he's going to see how the summer sausage is made.
Or he might see that like there's one sausage maker there because you may not have all the sausage makers there. So if you run into a couple like, hey,
if you get
what
out
are you
of being
here?
There, if Madigan calls the house into session for the Wednesdays, people can just not go? Can they just not show up?
Well, I think you saw it at the end of session. Some people didn't show up.
Everybody was there. I didn't
know.
No,
there was some excuse.
Yeah,
to,
there was one particularly. Yeah. He was in New York, right?
Who?
Yeah.
This, oh, last year?
No,
about?
Recently.
Yesterday?
There was a vote that happened. There were several excused absences on vote prior to prior to Labor Day. Look, I was in Springfield for 9 years, and I know sometimes people don't show up, and it's the summer, and the fact is,
Well, then we go down and find out who's not showing up and make sure everybody knows.
Call them. Go to their house.
Yeah. Ooh, do you have legislators? Okay, more for this on 720. You are listening Pretty Late. I'm your host, Patty Vasquez. Live in the Allstate Showcase Studio, I am joined by the political editor of the editor?
Oh, sure. Let's go with that.
Editor Cartier. He should be.
Yes, I should be.
I'm combining my guests right now. The political cartoonist for the Chicago Tribune, Scott Stantis, Senator Dan Katowski, who is all riled up because I brought up his former job as a legislator, and whether or not... Well, you're not a legislator anymore?
No.
The button is not working.
I'm sorry, I can't hear you anymore. Did you want to say something? I can't. Oh, no, I can hear
the
you.
The coffee is worn off.
We have had so much caffeine in the studio. I'm like buzzing.
For the chocolate, the wonderful coffee.
There were moments where I really experienced some serious clarity.
Did you? Is that a new feeling for you?
No, but just I just want to know at that time. It was here. We had a great, just a level of comfort here.
Should we send some of that down to Springfield?
Yeah, I think you should.
Bags of the bags of the Chopin?
Was it Luz de la Vida, Light of the Life?
Luz de Vida.
Luz de Vida. I think you should.
Look at this guy setting up his camera. What's he getting a shot of? Look at that. I've not yet seen that before. What's he getting a picture of, Scott? There's somebody on the sidewalk because I'm easily distracted in the Allstate Showcase.
No, I can't tell what he's photographing.
Scott, you want us to give you a remote microphone? Go out there and talk to him.
No.
What are you doing? Their camera.
Yeah.
What do you want of us?
Yeah. It's 1:36.
I think he's getting a picture of your building, Scott.
Yeah.
Are your lights on? Is that what? Did you take a picture of your wife?
Scott lives there? I hope not.
Yeah, Scott lives in that. Right? Is that your building? What's that?
Stop it.
Is that? You gotta go over to his house after?
Yeah.
He's got a guest room you can sleep over.
Get out.
That's what happened.
What?
Craig, now I remember because he had texted me about going to Knife and Tine. We had a train wreck of a Friday.
Ferris wheel, Walk of Fame.
Nope.
And I forget what else you were performing. Surgery. You were doing.
Nothing happened.
Adopting a child from Guatemala.
I decided to sleep here. Right, because we had the Walk of Fame happening. And also, as you mentioned, Navy Pier had their grand opening of the brand new Ferris wheel. And Jen Kramer, the director of special events and entertainment, gave me basically a golden ticket, like ride number 18 of ever on the new Ferris wheel. So Craig and I were like, okay, we're gonna do all this. We were gonna be here by 10 a.m. We're gonna do the Ferris wheel, go get back for the Walk of Fame. And I try to crash in the office on the couch. Craig goes home. Neither one of us make it to anything.
Like, are you serious?
I was sleeping like 4 feet from the Walk of Fame.
Yeah, no, we didn't go to
What's
any
this
of that
Walk
stuff.
Walk of Fame. What's that?
WGN's Walk of Fame. We inducted some of the legendary voices and talent that either both behind the microphone and in front of like behind the glass.
So you were asleep while the Walk of Fame when the induction was happening?
Yep.
It was very loud and directly outside these windows, Senator Katowski, and she was asleep just there. So
right
there. She went to the Walk of Fame.
I was here.
Yeah,
I was present.
You were present.
I was present.
She was at it.
I made it to the thing afterwards. Right.
What time did you
your hair
get
all matted?
Well, I didn't fall asleep.
Did you have a smushy face?
There's a shower downstairs in the health club, so I went downstairs, showered, did my braids, because sometimes I just don't have time, and went upstairs to the party upstairs afterwards. But I didn't fall asleep until about 5 or 6 in the morning, and then at 8:30, this place just turned into just a hell hallway of sound. Like, the doors are banging, people are just loud right outside my door, so I was awake. And then from 8:30 until about 10, I was like, well, I'm not going to make it to the Ferris wheel. I haven't gotten enough sleep. I'll nap for half an hour without setting my alarm. I'm like, everyone's so loud, I'm sure I'll wake up. But that didn't happen. So
how long did you sleep?
11:15, 11:30. But it was all over. This ended at 11:20, and that was it. So I didn't make it. So I had to go catch up on sleep that day.
You must have been very
tired. I'm amazed you could sleep soundly.
After the noise inside ended, the noise outside was actually not as bad.
Do you have a white noise device, a little fan or something?
Generally? I fall asleep to The Good Wife or Scandal.
Are you watching
this
on your phone?
The soundtrack?
I just have my iPad and I stream it on my Netflix. Yeah.
Huh.
I think I might get a thunderstorm machine.
Unexpected turn of events. Just a crazy.
Hold on. That sounds
Scott, I don't even know how to respond to that.
Wait a minute. We're burying the lead here a little bit.
Way. Hold on. Esmeralda,
you're going to get what now?
What?
A thunderstorm. Like a sound machine.
But with thunderstorms?
Yeah, with like rain noises.
Well, rain is one thing, but thunderstorms.
Well, you know, like.
You don't even. Yeah, and then the sirens go off because of the tornado.
Yeah, the tornado. I need that. If I ever leave the Midwest,
or
I'm going to have to.
Or you can live stream the movie Twister with false.
Oh, there you go.
Is that a cow?
What do you fall asleep to, Scott?
I actually will fall asleep to, well, like for napping, it's Scrubs. I will stream Scrubs.
I used to fall asleep to Scrubs, too. The Turk. And do you remember the one where he dreamt that Turk was a big piece of chocolate?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. He's the chocolate king.
He ate, we broke off one of his arms.
Hands, yeah.
Yes, Craig?
Well, I was just trying to help Esmeralda if she's tired at all and she wants to kind of fall asleep here.
How nice does that sound?
I don't know.
But I think you should do thunder and lightning as her sound machine.
Yeah.
See?
There it is. It's there lovely. It is for you.
Does anybody
I would not fall asleep to this?
Does anybody on the show camp? Do you guys ever go camping? What?
Sorry.
What? What?
I'm not asking you to pitch a tent. I'm not sure what joke you would do.
What just happened? I'm just going to go to sleep.
I don't understand why asking you if you've ever gone camping is such a bizarre question.
Yeah, what's
it
weird about
forces me to say something like I just did.
Yeah. Dan, what happened when you went camping?
Yeah.
There's just so much material.
It's getting so tense in here.
Ooh. Do you remember in The Office with Michael Scott and they would say something just to get upset? That's what she said, right?
Have you ever been camping that sets you down a weird path?
One of my favorite jokes of all time, which I could...
What's your favorite joke of all
time? God, no. Thank you.
How has camping set you down
a path of it does.
Like inappropriate jokes. I don't understand. Know. But the reason I was asking is
Stantis has so many cartoons he's written about. The guy, if I ever run for higher office, he's like, he's done.
Only in your imagination.
They're all on a file.
Only in your imagination.
They're all on a file.
The reason I was asking.
The Stantis files.
Clearly it had to do with thunderstorms. Craig, have you ever been camping?
Yeah, I go camping all the time.
Do you ever?
I love, you know, getting out in the wilderness, pitching a tent. It's really having a good time out there.
Why do I feel, don't you feel like it's a trap when
You gotta get some good wood first in order to build a fire.
Look at that.
You gotta get good wood. Yeah. And you build a fire.
Not,
so you do that.
This is not the direction.
You almost made it. It's like 140.
You need real brittle wood too.
Yeah, very brittle.
Real brittle.
So it just snaps.
Yeah.
None of that wet wood.
You don't want a real tough piece of wood. That's true. You do want kind of a softer piece of wood.
The worst is when it's green on the inside.
Yeah, that's not good. You got to throw that away.
Yeah, you should get that checked.
Let's reset. More after this on Sunday.